Welcome everybody to Inspiration in 10, where we share inspirational stories, articles, and Torah thoughts in memory and le'ilui nishmat my father, Harav Gershom ben Harav ben Sion. Candlelighting in South Surrey is 4:01 for this week of Parshas Vayishlach. Today, Thursday, was the 14th of Kislev, and this class is also dedicated in appreciation to my mother. May she live and be well and healthy and continue to lead our family. And of course, also in appreciation to my father, as today in 1950 was the day that my parents got married and began our Chanowitz family. May my father from his place in Gan Eden and Yibadel Lechayim, my mother, continue to have only true naches from all of their descendants. I was recently reminded by both Rabbi Yossi Jacobson and Rabbi Simon Jacobson of the anecdote of a mother who makes her way by car to pick up her child from school. Although normally the child would walk home from the nearby school, the mother drove to the school because there was lightning and thunder, and she wanted to protect her child from the lightning and thunder. As she was approaching the block of the school, she noticed that her son was already walking home through the storm. She was baffled by his behavior, though. Every time there was a bolt of lightning, the child would look up to the heavens and flash a beautiful smile. The mother rolled down her window and called her son to enter the car. She then questioned her son as to why, with each flash of lightning, he would look up and flash a beautiful smile. The pure little boy answered, "I'm smiling at God because God loves me. He keeps taking my picture." Today in the Jewish calendar, and especially on the Chabad calendar, is and has been a very emotional day. On the Chabad calendar, today was the day in the year 1928 that our Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Schneerson, married the Rebbetzin Chaim Mushke Schneerson, daughter of the previous Rebbe, both who were respected by world Jewry as true leaders and lovers of the Jewish people through some of the most difficult periods in modern Jewish history. Although the terror in Russia at that time prevented the Rebbe's own parents, who were in Yekaterinoslav, which is today Dnepropetrovsk, from attending this most auspicious occasion, at which were gathered many of Jewry's holy Rebbes and scholars, we know that God was taking our picture through the lightning. That this day is remembered as a day when God showed his love for us. Because as the Rebbe said to his Hasidim, this day connects me with you and you with me. The marriage of the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin wasn't merely a personal event. It was the event that gave the world one of its most larger than life, inspirational, spiritual giants, most caring leader, and that was the Rebbe. It's no coincidence that today, the 14th of Kislev, 5776 in Yerushalayim, was also the wedding of a couple who has become everybody's family. Today, in the Binyanei HaOmah in Yerushalayim, the Jewish world witnessed mourning turning into joy as Sara Techia Litman married Ariel Beigel. Sara Techia, as most of you know, is the daughter of HaKadosh Rabbi Yaakov Litman and the sister of HaKadosh Nathanael Litman, who were both murdered in cold blood by Arab terrorists while on the way to celebrate the Ofruf, the Shabbat Chatan of Ariel. I spent some time before this class watching, or I'd rather say participating virtually, in parts of the wedding, probably one of the most emotional weddings to ever take place. As the tears streamed down my face, I thought to myself, if I, who am just sitting and participating virtually and filled with such a mix of sadness and joy. Imagine the intense feelings and the mix of emotions that the bride and the groom and their families are going through right now. To be able to rise up from such deep grief, Shiva just ended, to walk to a chuppah knowing that all the souls of the departed family members, including the murdered father and brother, were there. To singing Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim, the song vowing to remember at every simcha the mourning for Yerushalayim until it's rebuilt, God willing, in our days. And then to dance and to sing and to celebrate the love of a young couple, the building of a new home, which is a link to our strong chain back to our father Abraham. What a mixture of intense emotions. But there was also another very special emotion that was very palpable today. Amazement, yes. Amazement at the strength and endurance of our people. Amazement at the bond between our family of Israel. Although Jews would be the first to admit that just as our faces are different, so are our opinions. At our core, there's a connection and a love for each other, for life and for God, that is immutable and undeniable. Although originally a very humble and modern-sized wedding had been planned, the wedding tonight was moved to one of the largest gathering places in Yerushalayim in order to accommodate the huge crowd which would represent the Jewish world to attend this simcha. The bride and the groom felt that just as our people had wept with them, so should they celebrate. And celebrate they did. Jews flew to this wedding from America, Canada, South Africa, Barcelona, amongst others. And of course, the Jews throughout Israel, who didn't personally know the bride and groom until this tragedy, came in the thousands, even from as far away as Eilat. They cried and they sang, but mostly they danced and they celebrated while they shared the simultaneous pain and exuberance of this special couple and family who had picked itself up from the ashes as Am Yisrael has been doing for thousands of years. To borrow a line from the Rebbe, this day has connected me with you and you with me. Jewish people the world over were smiling at the lightning because God, our Father, loves us and is taking our picture. Even though the lightning, the suffering we see, that even though it's happening, even though we are suffering, we see that our enemies have no respect and passion for life itself. We endure and we get strengthened. Tonight, just before the class, I read an article on Eretz Sheva. It seems that they had interviewed Henya Beigel, the mother of the Chatan, just before the wedding, and I'm going to quote it. Beigel described the wedding as involving the most mixed feelings possible, between sadness at the loss and joy over the wedding and the new beginning. She spoke of the strength to build a home, saying, "The nation of Israel doesn't sink, it doesn't fall into depression. We must arise. Am Yisrael Chai. The nation of Israel lives. It's what kept us going throughout the entire exile, and that's why we're here. We are strong here, defeating the bereavement and the pain, and we must not forget them or skip over them. But beyond that, we are experiencing strength and power, and thanks to that, we're here, the nation of Israel in the land of Israel. That's the answer to terror. You want to destroy us? We won't be destroyed. You want to kick us out? We won't let you," she said. "The nation of Israel lives and it will rejoice. It will gather strength." Beigel then was asked to say something about this week's Torah portion, noting on how Yaakov wrestled with the angel of Esav. And this is what she said. "The whole night there was a struggle between them, and their struggle represents the night, the darkness, the exile of the nation of Israel. In the morning, Esav's angel had to leave, and then Yaakov didn't let him, and he told him, 'I will not let you go until you bless me,'" she recalled, noting how Yaakov was blessed as being strong and powerful. The angel gave Yaakov a blow to his hip, but he, Yaakov, won. He won and was wounded. That's the great victory and the wounding on the way, like our victims along the way. I just want to add to Henya Beigel's words that while Yaakov was fighting to get to his homeland with the family he had built in a very challenging world, this is when it all happened. This is when he was fighting with the angel. If you remember, on his way to Lavan, the sun had set for him. And now his adversary maimed him in the middle of the night. And at first he thought the night was over. Then he realized, you know what? It ain't over till it's over. And the fight for survival still continues. Yaakov fought and he was maimed and he was limping. But he didn't stop because he knew that eventually the sun would rise. And the Torah tells us, and the sun rose and shone for him, and it shined on him. After a long exile, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem, Yaakov arrived wholesome. God's teaching us the lesson of our survival. Our sun sometimes set, but our sun will also rise and heal. We will persevere, and like our father Yaakov, we do not stop dreaming of that ladder that links heaven to earth. As long as we will not give up the fight, as long as we will not hesitate to stand up to our enemies with unwavering resolve and confidence and full strength, as long as we remain connected to eternity, to our God and to our faith, we must dance and celebrate at weddings like the one today, because life, love, and hope will prevail. The sun seems like it's set on us sometimes, but it will rise for us once again. May we always be able to feel that God loves us and is taking our picture, but may it not be through lightning and thunder. May it be through the true joyous sounds of bride and groom, kol sason v'kol simcha, kol chatan v'kol kala, and of a truly happy Am Yisrael in a safe and rebuilt Yerushalayim HaBnayah, where God's healing sun is shining on us. And Vayavo Yaakov Shalem, the Jewish people will return to our land whole and wholesome. Thank you everybody for joining me. May we only share smachot. Shabbos this week in South Surrey begins at 4:01.